Pickaxe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Howdy, everybody. Welcome to another episode of our Castles and Crusades campaign, brought to you by Troll Lord Games. There is a link in the description. I encourage you to go click on it, check out their store, and see everything they have to offer. Obviously, by clicking that link, they'll know that we sent you over there, and it helps us out for future sponsorships. We've been playing Castles and Crusades now for a few weeks, and those episodes will be coming out, but more importantly than that at the moment, we're actually having a lot of fun with it. Combat's been a little bit different, and being able to call out maneuvers and stuff on the fly and communicate has been kind of cool. We really enjoy that mechanic. One more thing, we also have a bit of a change of plan. The Dungeonsmith Workshop will be broadcast live on our Twitch this Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Of course, Dungeonsmith tier members will be able to interact with the show and call in and have private chats with me and help them with their campaign and all that good stuff. But everyone is more than welcome to show up, hang out, and learn a few things about getting your campaign started. Without further ado, let me get out of the way and you guys can enjoy this episode of Castles and Crusades. This is a pre-gen tiny adventure just to get you guys kind of acclimated to the system. Get me acclimated to the system, too. Again, I will mess things up. Just know that going in.
It's who you are.
See, yeah, we'll yes. all mess yeah. up. It's who you are. Let him read.
We were talking, and all of us are... There's a maneuver system in combat that looks super cool. It's basically calling different shots, and there's different modifiers, like there's one called call shot, which gives you a -8 to your swing. Mm-hmm. But if you hit, it's an automatic crit every time. So it's just the Babe Ruth thing over and over and over again. And Bree's pretty adamant that that's what she's going to do.
Mm-hmm. With my one attack.
Yeah. Can you call your shot with a spell?
No, I have a dagger, remember?
You don't have any spells?
I only have one spell that does damage.
Oh.
That's why I really wanted a bow.
It's the wizard's curse.
The only damage spell I have is Shocking Grasp.
Oh, and that's
which requires touching.
Oh,
gotta get in there.
So you have no range spells at all?
Not any that, like, all of my spells are helpful. It's like, oh, I got Ghost Sound and Mage Hand and Prestidigitation and Dancing Lights and Feather Fall.
That's why we're going to a wizard tower, so you can hopefully find.
There we go.
I feel like that's directly tied to how many hit points you have. Like it's you know. So here's the thing: a lot of the spells in the Quick Start Guide are helpful ones. It's not really, obviously most of the cleric spells are like remove fear and stuff like that. It's not smite of the gods. It's, you know, it's you're a combat medic is what you kind of are. So let's do this. Everyone gets to roll for money. Do you want to roll for money just to start your adventure?
Yeah, of course I do.
Sure.
This will be nice.
Our Electrum pieces.
Well, I don't think you're gonna get to Electrum. I'm gonna level with you.
See, you say that now.
Maybe, I don't know. I could really screw this up. You guys might get rich. So starting gold is dictated by class. So by having a job, you're immediately put into a box. I'm sorry. So Let's start with our fighter, Ian. Let's start with you. Give me 3d8 times 10.
3d8 times 10. Here we go.
18, so 180 gold.
180 gold, all right. I'm more than what I produce, though, okay? I have value outside of my job.
Okay, maybe, but let's
say you're right for the sake of argument. But
yeah, let's see. I mean, it's up to the dice, really. But like, you have a lot of hit points. That's worth money.
That's where my value lies.
And our rogue.
Oh, what do I roll?
Surprisingly, 3d4 times 10.
All right, here we go.
You'd think the rogue would be higher. So you get 90 gold.
90 gold, I'll take it.
You get half of what Ian gets as a fighter.
I'll take it.
Oh, no. We'll save the wizard for last. Cleric.
Oh, look at Bree's face.
It's a one shot for you. It's okay. Our cleric is going to get 2d10 times 10.
Oh, okay. It's all those tithe donations.
70 gold. Bree.
Mm-hmm.
1d10 times 10. Please don't roll please don't roll a one, Bree. I'm begging you,
I'm not going to.
Okay.
I would never. Here we go.
70 gold.
70!
That's fine. That's way better than one.
That graphic for me was like teetering. Yeah. It was like one.
It was for me too.
Seven. Okay.
I don't know what's going to be the straw, but that one might have been the straw where Bree's just like, well, I quit. I'm done. This sucks. Like, I'm not.
Can I ask a question without being that annoying bitch?
I don't know. Let's see.
Is 70 gold enough to buy me?
Jesus Christ.
Another spell. You need another spell book.
What kind of bow?
Yeah. Any. Let me wait one second. There's my race has a bonus to a composite longbow, a composite shortbow, a longbow, or a shortbow. Any of those four.
Just anything.
I get a plus one to any of those four.
Please, sir. So. Can you give me some food?
I want the shortbow.
So, hand crossbow's 100 gold. Composite longbow's 100 gold.
Oh.
A longbow 75 gold.
You can have some of my gold.
Wait, what about a short bow? That's less bow, right? Short bow's less bow.
75 gold.
What? 75.
I'll front you the difference.
No, that's not
There's
fair.
There's going to be a VIG, though.
That's not fair. That's There's fine. A VIG, it's though. Fine. It's fine. Thank you, though. It was worth checking.
I just pictured
more than enough to spare. If you want a bow, we'll get you a bow.
I pictured the three of us standing at the door of the store, and she's up there like, okay, well, how much is this? Okay, no. Okay, how much
Look,
is that?
We're walking away, but you're still looking at the bow. So we let's just get you the bow.
I'm gonna be a rules lawyer. I never do this because I never know the rules. You ready?
Oh my god! I'm sure.
Wizards specifically are. Let me get to it. Hang on. Their weapons can consist of. It says that they're basically they spend their time studying. They're not really. They're only the most basic of weapons: club, dagger, dart, and staff. You're not allowed to have a bow because it's.
Why am I allowed to have? Elves are taught
elves
the ways
are,
of combat in a young
not.
Way.
Oh, because of your job, yeah.
Right, and so okay. it would get in the way of your somatic.
Oh Yeah, you got to be able to spirit fingers.
Sorry, that was not against you. I'm just curious. I'm looking at all of the...
It just so happened to be against you.
Here's the thing. What it does is it takes the option off the table so you don't have to pine for it anymore.
So we can walk away with our gold and go spend it on something else.
Right.
I mean, this is still abject poverty. If we know riches are never on the table,
imagine
then we're never
if you
pay.
Had a really expensive club. Wouldn't that be cool? I mean,
it's a nice club, though.
Real club. A good club.
With my 5 hit points, I really want to get close enough to use a club.
You could use darts.
Here's darts? The thing.
A big long dart.
Get, how many get a darts really can
long,
I have?
Long dart. <It's> like,
I think it's
a javelin.
That's another thing.
At what point does it turn into a javelin?
I really do picture like the kind of darts you play in like bars. Like,
I picture like lawn darts, the kind, the ones that
you
used to like,
you throw way up in the air and you have to wait
and run away.
To come back down.
Yeah.
You know what? How many darts could I buy theoretically?
A
dart and a half. Let's go.
I picture shurikens.
A pack of 5 is 75 gold. Let's say that.
No, it's not.
Can I have 3?
One dart is 5 silver. And there's 10 silver in a gold.
Okay, can I...
You could have a bandolier of darts. You could just have darts everywhere.
We're gonna have a wizard that's just throwing darts.
You could do a little. You're a wizard. You could do a little magic thing where you do your hand in the air and then you like flip it around and there's a dart in it and then throw.
Yes, we do love some close up magic. That is...
Have Mage Hand grab the dart and just stab him.
Oh shit! Actually, you know what?
Hmm. Oh no. Are you stripping away this dream?
Is there a rule that's like, but also wizards get fucked?
No.
Like right at the bottom?
So, okay. Technically, well, daggers are melee, but technically they can be thrown.
Yes.
And a dagger is 2 gold each.
Ooh,
have you ever seen Desperado?
Mm-hmm. No.
So.
But I can look up Danny, Desperado dagger.
Danny
right
Trejo.
Now.
Look up Danny Trejo in Desperado. Because that's a cool motherfucker.
Throwing knife attack scene. Okay, I'm watching it.
It's such a good movie.
Okay, yes, classic. This is what I want. This is, oh my god. Oh my god.
Don't you feel a little attracted to Danny Trejo? Like a tiny bit?
Like, not even a little. Like he's really, he's a lot in this scene. He's a bunch.
Desperado is a good movie.
Okay, so I want to buy lots of daggers, please. You said 2 gold per?
You want as many daggers as 70 gold will buy you?
Yes.
You have a cloak of daggers.
So each one is a pound. How strong are you?
So I want as many as 70 gold can buy me alongside whatever I need to carry them. Because I'm just a little baby.
A bag of dagger holding is what we're... Yeah. So it's just...
Could I get one of those belts like what Danny Trejo's wearing? Because like...
Yes.
Like a bandolier.
Cool.
Yes.
But that might cost 69.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. Is to the style is what you're paying for there.
Yeah, dude, he is... I'm going to post him in the group chat right now because, like, holy shit.
They know. I think every other person has seen. Like,
I know.
My favorite part is when he climbs on top of the car and hits
Yeah. Plus, Salma Hayek. Like, anything with Salma Hayek
in
it.
She's in this too. Okay, fine.
She serves.
Oh, my God. It's just after From Dusk Till Dawn. This is, like, one of her first big roles. And, man, it's such a good movie. Fuck. As long as you're strong enough to hold 35 pounds of daggers, you can have 35 daggers.
Okay. How much strength would I need for that?
Are.
Because that is up for debate.
Honestly, if you can clean and jerk 150 pounds.
What is this with the cleaning and jerking?
It was your
things.
Strength times 10.
Yeah. So, yeah, you could definitely
like
have that many daggers.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I think it would raise suspicion if you go to a vendor. It's like, give me 35 knives. I need them. It's like, you look like a spellcaster. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Summon dagger. Yes.
I have one very deadly spell.
So they're melee, but they can also be thrown up to 20 feet.
20 feet.
And they do 1d4 damage.
But if you get that crit,
1d4 damage more. That, you're right. And I am going to be calling
shots. That crit.
Oh.
Do they got, how much is a helmet? They got helmets in there?
Sure. Like a normal helmet's 10 gold.
Can I buy a helmet? That'd be cool.
Can you get that plus 5? Are you, can you do it?
Oh, I don't know. Is there restrictions for
fighter?
There. So here.
Dwarf cons like you should, but let's
lay it on.
Here we go. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll grab a helmet for another plus 5. That sounds good. You said 10 gold? Okay.
The Wizard's Tower, ladies and gentlemen. The Wizard's Tower, designed for 3 to 5 characters with a challenge level of 2, is playable in, it's playable in one session. Not the way we're going, but, you know. It involves a simple tower located in a village or town of the castle keeper's choosing. Though conceived as a tower sitting upon a cliff face, the adventure is highly portable. So here's the background you're going to need to know. Upon a cliffside overlooking the town of Lead Hill stands the Meadow Tower. A mage by the name of Andrew Meadow had the tower constructed some years past. He used it as his residence, as well as a laboratory and study. Typical wizard stuff so far. Andrew served the Lead Hill community for many years, using his sorcery to aid the town whenever they needed it, whether from marauding bandits, wandering monsters, or more mundane tasks of building bridges and making it rain. Wait, what?
Nice.
Rain, make it
he's
rain.
A spender. Yeah. Big spender.
Oh, thanks, from his tower, he's just throwing money at them. Oh, okay, cool.
But it's just pennies.
Yeah, I like to just think it. He has a bucket, and he's at the edge of the tower, and he just throws the money. Yeah.
I'm making it rain. It's like, stop it.
Ow. The children.
Several years passed, however, and Andrew stopped coming to town altogether. He was very soon missed, and though some delegations were sent to find out where he was, they were answered by the comely woman who instructed them that Andrew was involved in a very complicated sorcery and that he asked that he not be disturbed. She managed to put them off, but they were very suspicious. For in the course of much town gossip and over-the-fence finger-wagging, the villagers discovered that Andrew had never told them her name, nor had she freely given it. None, in fact, knew who she was or even her place of origin. I feel like that would be the first question you ask. If you're looking for the guy who owns the tower, and then some lady's there, and he's like, he's not coming. It's like, who are you? That's the first question. I guess everyone just went, okay, and just turned around and walked back home.
We trust you.
Yeah. Not my business.
He usually throws quarters at us. Okay.
And you make it rain?
Okay. Soon thereafter, a minor plague of evil struck the village. At first, simple items were stolen. What a petty plague. Like, it just steals wallets. At first, simple items were stolen. Later, animals. And later, still more valuable items, gold, jewelry, and the like. It said plague. Correct? It did say plague. I don't know why this plague is stealing dogs and shit, but
it's
it is
plague.
Recently, several murders have happened in the town. The villagers have begun to suspect that a witch is plaguing them. For on several occasions, town folk have seen a bent over hag of horrific design moving through the darkened streets. Still others have seen the wife of Andrew Meadows alone and without escort looking into people's windows. Wait, is that his wife then?
Yeah, who's is the wife, the comely woman?
Yeah, is she the
with no
when
name?
Did they get married?
In the with narrative? No name.
Shouldn't her name be Mrs. Meadows then?
Maybe she didn't take the Meadows.
No, she's
name.
Just a woman. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's well.
She
I guess
is
we'll find
Mrs.
out.
Mrs. Strong, independent woman. Dash Meadows.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you don't take your husband's last name, all of a sudden you're a witch. Like,
oh.
Man, okay, well, I guess we'll get to the bottom of this adventure, including the plague that steals dogs. So,
yeah, I want to, like, first I start coughing, then I just start stealing shit. Like,
yeah.
I murder a guy. It's like, oh, man. I had a tickle, and then I murdered a guy.
I'm not feeling so good. I have this pocket full of gerbils.
well, there's a problem right now.
Your pocket is not big enough for all those gerbils, and they are trying to get out.
You can't hold the gerbils and 35 daggers in the same pocket. It's
sorry. Gets way too bloody in there. They hurt themselves.
Oh my god, stop! No! I don't like this joke anymore.
Honestly, you'll just have a bunch of gerbils then. Like, you'll have it's a spell of sorts. It's the pocket of gerbil multiplying in that they'll just be smaller, smaller bits as you shake it.
Stop! You shake.
Gerbil bit.
I hate this.
Oh, that's
joke.
That could be a spell.
Gerbil bits. Yeah, what a bad spellcaster. Like, it's
gerbil blend.
Oh,
stop it! My god. Maybe you'll find out later, but is this lady his wife or are these two separate ladies? Because I feel
you're
like I
have to investigate it.
Okay.
You're gonna
People
have to investigate.
Can't tell ladies apart in this village, so we're not sure if there's one or two.
Here's the problem. It's a real sausage fest. So they saw a woman. And they just assumed it's the one woman, right? Like,
she's either like a wife or a hag.
That's it. Those are the two genders.
Those are the only women we have.
What are your pronouns?
Hag. Oh my god, I want my pronouns to be hag. I am going. I'm going.
Yours. That's yours. You're welcome.
There you go.
I identify as he hag.
Yeah. He hag. Yeah.
Yes.
Or like og hag or something.
Ooh. Okay. The characters find themselves passing through the town of Lead Hill and staying in the only inn in town, the Neighbor's Mill. Here, they find a very excited clientele who are all talking about the previous evening's occurrence. One of the patrons, old Tom, is leaning against the fireplace, speaking quite forcefully. He has much of the townsfolk lending an ear. So this is one of those guys who, you know, kind of a blowhard, kind of, you know, like I, you know, he's going to shout all of this. And you guys are just checking in, right? You're setting down your fucking bag of daggers and you're just like, I just want a room. I just want to sleep. And this guy is just going to scream, it's a plague, I tell you. That woman is no more his wife than I'm his mother or a prized milking cow. She's a witch. I've seen her. You've seen her. She haunts these streets and preys upon our livestock. She's the cause of our secrets being out. And wait, what?
Old Tom, what secrets?
Old Tom.
What did you do?
This ain't about me. What a man does in the privacy of his cow is his business. She's the cause of our secrets being out and cause of old Lady Marion's death. This I know. I helped bury Marion just a few, that's incriminating, just a few days ago. That look on her face, only the terror of a witch can bring that on. And I've tried to go up there, don't you know? But something's on that road. Some evil creature haunts these winding stairs. A demon, I tell you. You can't get past it. She's got our mage, probably killed him a long time ago. And she's now spreading her evil to town.
So this guy's story is kind of all over the map. Like,
I do think that does confirm that it might be one lady.
Yeah, I think, again, it's just one lady. He's like, there's a demon and a witch and that woman, and that's not his wife. But a wife exists. I guess he had a wife.
Maybe.
But then who's Marion? Is that the person?
Oh, Marion's dead. That's just the woman in town.
Who was she that? Was Marion the wife?
That was the one other woman in town.
Yeah.
Old Lady Marion.
Well, I did picture the face from The Ring, right? Did everyone, yeah. Like, when it was I saw the look on her face. It's like, oh, yeah, that one. I know.
So, man, I really want to know what secrets old Tom has.
Yeah. I think it's better not to know about old Tom's secrets.
Right? Can I? Is there a random secret table generator? Oh, thank you, Internet.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Okay. So it cuts to us. We're at the table and we're like, well, we went in for a bow and we came out with 35
daggers.
So that's, you know, that's a win, I think. And then we were just like,
this economy. So
we bought all of their daggers.
Can I ask, are they all different kinds of daggers? Like, or is it just be. Like
this is a small town, a little blacksmith.
I think it's like if you went to like any place that sells like utensils, right? And you're like, I want all your forks. Some of the forks are gonna match. It's not gonna be like 35 random forks, but you're gonna get a set of like 10 of these forks, and then 10 of these forks, and then like 5 of these forks. Like,
so it's not the Danny Trejo desperado, like he's got cross daggers. It's like, no, here's like a kitchen knife, and this one's a real dagger, and this one's like a switchblade, and this one, you know what I mean? Like, it's objects.
You did get that one that was in the shape of a scorpion, which does look kind of cool.
Pretty badass.
Ah, hell yeah.
That one is very cool.
And one that's shaped like an egg, which probably won't do a ton of damage, but we can bring it back as a joke later. So.
Psychological damage, definitely.
For sure.
So, okay, I'm gonna generate a secret. Are you guys ready?
Wait, are we gonna know it? Because he did say that people knew secrets here. Like,
well,
okay.
Here's the thing. If you ask, like, yeah, hold on a second.
What's the secret?
Should we ask Tom? Yeah, Tom, spill.
What secret, Tom? Spill the tea. Yeah.
We couldn't help but hear you rambling loudly
about all of your incriminating things.
A lot of things, including burying somebody.
Yeah.
So, okay. I just generated a secret. So if I don't know if you approach Tom, but if you approach someone else,
all got distracted. I'm just going to get us some room.
Right. Yeah. Very practical. Wyman is, because he's chaos, for whatever reason, I'm gonna try to move silently and come up behind Tom while he's doing this.
I don't know why I pictured it sensual. Hi, Tom. Like, your hands going up his back. Like,
ooh. No, just moving silently. So I'm using one of my deals here. Okay, so I'm going to use one of my little my abilities here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Very sexy.
Castle Keeper. That's a 22.
Ooh. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the thing you just did.
So I'm coming up behind Tom.
which is a little tricky because he's against the fireplace, but he's also a loud mouth. So
that's the thing, is that taking advantage of the I'm going on about everything and the fire and everybody paying attention. And there's this little halfling who's dressed, by the way, all in total black with the hood up, but super tiny. So it kind of looks like a kid.
Okay.
Let's just see what happens here. Move silently 22.
So you have your attributes. So
yep.
It's going to be Dex, obviously.
Yeah.
Once the associated attribute is chosen, the castle keeper must calculate the character's chance of success. The chance of success is determined by a number called the challenge class, or CC. The challenge class mirrors armor class in that to succeed, the attribute check has to be the result or greater. So easy peasy. We all know what that means. To determine the challenge class, two simple steps are required. The castle keeper must determine the base chance of success, challenge base, and the level of difficulty of the challenge involved. The first step is calculating challenge class to be determined by the challenge base. So, remember how I said that you have a prime attribute, mm-hmm. and then you have two prime attributes and your other attributes?
Dexterity for rogue.
Exactly. You're using a prime attribute. So right off the bat, it's a 12 instead of an 18. So we're going to take that 12. The second step, calculating a challenge class, is determining the conflict's challenge level. The castle keeper has vast discretion in determining challenge level. Although the task sounds difficult, it's actually fairly easy. Challenge level is nothing more than the level of difficulty of the action attempted or the reaction made. Simplest way to determine challenge level is to reference the level of hit die of the non-player character or monster in which the character is making a check against. So, for instance, if an 8 hit die creature uses paralyzing gaze ability on a character, the challenge level would be 8. If a 6th level wizard casts a spell on a character for which a saving throw is allowed, the challenge level would be 6. I'm going to let you know, old Tom, he's a 12. He's a god, basically.
Bombadil. This is Bombadil. This is
Bombadil. He's going to sing and dance, and it's going to be interminable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think in total it'd be 13. And you rolled a 22.
I sure did.
So you're going to sneak right up on him.
Right behind him. And as soon as Tom here is done with his little rant about all this stuff and Marion and whoever, and everything dies down for a second, everybody's a little bit speechless, right? Probably doesn't know. They don't know how to respond to old Tom. They're probably used to Tom doing this kind of shit.
Right. There's like whispers. It's like, did he say he buried a woman?
Right.
Like that kind of thing. Like, yeah.
Wyman is, and by the way, Wyman is always has kind of a smile, but the dead eyes. This is chaotic evil, right?
So sure. Creepy.
It's so creepy. Yeah. It's just to say, so this could be like stab and kill type of thing. Move silently behind them and like, shh. But no, he just moves silently and he says,
I picture your first act is wandering into town to sneak up on the first guy speaking. It's like, and let's go, guys.
Honestly, if I were really playing Chaotic Evil, that would be probably what should happen. I'm going to tone it down a little bit.
Yeah, all your friends all their are knives. They can't fight that.
That's right. That's right.
You have secrets. I like secrets.
Ah!
Yes. So I picture old Tom as a traditionalist, right? Like he doesn't like anything new, and you're weird, and he's going to turn around and say, ugh!
Rude.
No, that smile, it's appropriate. It's appropriate. But like, I ain't got no secrets. Who are you?
I'm no one. And I think you do have secrets.
And he's just going to show the dagger that's...
Oh, my God.
That's so, kind of like... not like sticking like the dagger in his face, but just the dagger in the hand. Like,
just
no,
like playing
I know
with
you
it.
Have secrets. Yeah.
Tay has joined the circle, by the way. She is neutral, lawful. So she's going to raise her hand and then say, you did say that there were secrets. He's right.
I don't want to talk about it. Also, very much passing. Also, we got evil women putting curses and stealing dogs, and now we got these ugly little children threatening me with a knife.
Well, okay. Yeah. Got to step in here. Sorry. Hey, Krager, Boostink, and he stands up. We got like your typical dwarf. He's got some real, like, he's got a really full beard, but it's like really stylized. You know those people that do like the beard contests and they like,
sure. Make
their beards up. From like, the Hobbit movie. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like.
Like the one with the star?
All done up, yes, in some kind of shape like that. And he's like, that's a halfling, not a child. And I gotta say, you did say all the town secrets. Maybe not your secrets in particular. What was it? I'm sorry, Mr. Yell?
Mr. Human Loudman?
Mr. Yell. I'm a staple in this community. I'm old Tom. I don't know any of you people, though.
He's getting louder. And like every time, like, look, every time you mention the secrets thing, like you'll get a couple of knowing glances from people. Like people are looking at each other like, you know what I mean? Like
old Tom's found new people too. To annoy.
He's so okay. He was holding court before you walked in.
I think you're missing the point. I'm talking about an evil witch, and there's a curse, and you're concerned with what I like to do? Kids today.
We added a verb to this secret thing. I don't think
I don't know what that means.
Okay, let's clarify a little bit, because you did say a lot of things all at once. Curse, witch, dead bodies, their secrets, you know, who's ever.
Creature on the road.
Yeah, that's creature.
Important. Yeah.
So why don't you,
demon?
Tom? Demon, yes. I did hear demon.
Tom, I said demon.
Well, why don't you break down demon for us?
Ooh, it's demon, there. I tell you. It's demon is pure evil and look like a woman.
Oh, no. So we're still okay. On the woman is the demon. Is she in the road?
No. Okay. This is a second woman who's also a demon. Probably.
Do all women look like demons to you, Tom?
Wait, hold on. That's not the point. They just happen to be women. I'm not saying all women are evil, but the ones that I know are.
Gotcha. And how many women do you know, Tom?
I know. Well, she's dead. I knew Marion and that woman on the hill and a demon. End of list.
I don't think he knows I'm a woman, so I'm just gonna keep my arms crossed.
Okay.
Well, he doesn't I'll know go you. To your tower. I'll go to your tower, Tom.
Is that a euphemism?
No, I'll actually go to your tower. It sounds interesting.
Well, sheriff's offering a reward. If you think you can get past the demon and woman, both are two different entities, I assure you, you get 1,000 gold.
Okay, they are two different entities.
Oh,
it's not a demon woman.
80% sure. Yeah, witch. And a dog that she stole.
Could you draw a picture?
Of a dog? Sure.
No, like, just of what you think is in the tower and on the way to the tower. Because I don't know how many entities we're talking about anymore.
Hey,
and make sure to
second.
Add a little skirt to all the ones that are women. Or like a bow or something. Eyelashes, I don't know. Couple artistic stick liberties.
Big lips.
That's her. And it's just Miss Pac-Man.
It makes sense now.
She dies and keeps coming back, I tell you.
Surrounded by ghosts, this woman. By the way, can I, quick aside, I love Wyman so much.
This is
I understand
great.
He's chaotic evil. I will protect him with my life.
This might be 40 sessions and I don't care. This is fun. This is stupid fun.
I turn to everyone. I'm like, well, 1,000 gold is a lot. We could buy a lot of daggers and donkeys.
That's true. I could buy 2,000 daggers with 1,000
well,
gold.
Well, yeah, okay. Wait. You could.
No, that math is off. 500 daggers.
Okay.
Wyman looks at Bianca in that exchange and says, that would buy a lot of the metal.
Well, so by this time, Bianca's, I'm sure, she went to go get us rooms.
She's gone, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she went to go get us rooms, and then, she's probably already came back by this point. She's probably just got back to the group by this point, and she's just like, okay.
Yes.
And she's like about to be like, okay, well, this is your key. It got us two rooms. As soon as she gets, that will buy a lot. What are we talking about?
We're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about witches. We're talking about demons. We're talking about
a dog got involved.
There's a dog, somebody's wife. But most importantly, we're talking about a reward for dealing with a demon.
No, I believe it was a witch.
Right.
You got to pronounce the H.
Okay. Yeah. A witch.
I also feel like we've veered far off from the secret, which I was still interested in. Does anyone know the secret? And
what are you talking
about? She's posing
about
this to the whole group now. Does anyone know old Tom's secret?
Who's
Tom?
Tom
is irate. So, like, I'm old Tom. Who are you? And stop asking about my secrets. I don't have no secrets.
I'm not asking about your secrets.
Good.
Why, what secrets do you have?
None! I just said that! You don't listen! That's the problem with this generation!
I thought he was gonna say that's the problem with women.
Oh, that would have been a different
story. That'd be way funnier.
They're all witches!
They're all witches. So when she posed that question to the group, did anyone look like they wanted to let her know about the secret?
Almost everybody. They fucking don't like this guy. Like, he's just. Like,
come on, spill the tea. Come on, sis.
So if, okay, look. While Tom's yelling, one of these guys is just going to lean over, and he has an addiction, and he has been stealing from people to kind of support it. Now, I had to roll on a separate table of things, just things, so it's like a D110,000 to see what he's addicted to.
Oh,
it's
no.
Not dogs, is it?
Oh no, it can't
it's
be.
It's witches.
Oh, it's mules.
Yeah.
Oh,
eggs.
It's expensive.
Basically, eggs. So what I came up with is figurines, but like I'm going to guess that this is like Warhammer. Like he's really into like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's into tabletop like wargaming. I get it. Yeah. I get it.
It's just 200 more points I need, and I'll really round out my army. Like he's, yeah. So he's just stealing from people.
Well, that's stealing is wrong.
Yeah, we could get this money and maybe, you know, we spend a little on daggers, we spend a little on donkeys, spend a little on this metal, and then we, you know, give a little to old Tom so he'll stop.
Well, how much gold are we talking about here?
A thousand gold.
So she looks right to old Tom. You're posting the reward for 1,000?
No, the sheriff.
No way. I wouldn't pay you. There's a sheriff. He's just sheriff. He, stop asking.
Okay, what else do you know? Do you know anything about this?
I know everything.
He knows so much.
Okay,
what
I'm
do
gonna
you
take that
know?
As you know nothing, and I'm going to go to someone who does know.
Oh my
my God. And she turns around.
You made a powerful enemy. That's all I can tell you.
He thinks so. He really does.
Oh, God. What is what does he run? Ultramarines? Chaos? Oh, no. Sisters of Battle?
Nurgles. Just Nurgles. Nurgles. As far as the eye can see. God.
Old Tom? Bye, White Bread. We'll catch up with her in a second. Who's the sheriff, Old Tom? What's that person's name?
Sheriff Aaron. They're in the sheriff's house.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Old Tom. I just palm him like a gold here. Just be like,
a gold.
Thank you so much, Old Tom.
Well, thank you. That, you know what? It is so rare to have someone younger actually show respect to an elder. And I can buy 2 chaos demons with this, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
I hope you'll share some drawings or just, when this is all done.
I'm going to draw that lady a dog. I told her.
Is the crowd dispersing now at this point? Are we starting to
Been dispersing since he started talking.
And everybody's starting to, our group is starting to coalesce away from Tom. If that's true, Wyman is going to, before disengaging, he's going to whisper to Tom,
"You'll be the first I take care of when we're back." And then he'll just
wander away. I love you, you little fucking weasel.
I'm waiting for a reaction.
These are my idiots. I just keep looking back at my biography. These are my idiots.
Do you know what I love?
I am in love with all 3 of you.
With any of these little one shot type, one pager type game modules, sure, they can become the beginning of massive campaigns. Yeah. You know, nothing to do. I love Tom, where this could go.
Oh, yeah. Tom.
Seriously, a Bombadil. Like.
All right, so we have a room for the night.
Yep.
Thank you, Bianca.
Yep. You're welcome.
Yes, thank you.
We have the name of the sheriff, Sheriff Aaron, who we should go talk to at some point, and a general mission that will get us 1,000 gold if we do it. We should probably check and make sure that's legit, because Tom is Tom.
In the morning, we can check.
So far, so good.
It's been a good day. A good day.
Yeah,
I do want to make sure it's clear. Whenever, even if Wyman has their own room, no one has ever seen Wyman sleep at all. It's always just.
Did you?
No.
Wyman, are you in separate rooms?
So my, what I was thinking of is getting is seeing if we can get 2 rooms.
Fine.
Sure.
Well, yeah, let's, okay, who's, oh yeah, we're buds, right, Tay? We're supposed to be, yep. So, for whatever reason, you feel safe, but one thing you'll have known since you've known Wyman is that you've never seen Wyman sleep before you did.
That's fair. That makes her feel safe.
I'm watching you.
Thank you, Wyman.
Don't
That's very
worry.
Nice. I won't, thank you.
I picture Wyman as, like, Bianca and Wyman's relationship is more like Bianca sees Wyman as, like, a little kid. Like, just because of the personality, not because of the stature, but because of the personality. Like, at some points, it's like, okay, listen, you start to get yourself in trouble. Like, Bianca goes over there and pulls your ears, like, drags you over here. Like, okay, no, just shut up. Just come over this way. There's going to be that relationship happening.
So, if there's 2 rooms, and... You guys go to, like, check in and stuff, and you're kind of, like, putting your bags in and stuff like that, and you're going to notice all the beds and stuff are turned down, and Most of the time, the situation is either a couple of little cots, like single beds, or like a full size bed that you got to share or something. This is a small place. So there's going to be a mint on the pillow and stuff like that.
Oh,
for everyone but Bianca. And if like you're looking around, it's like, why didn't I get a mint? Like old Tom will be out in the hallway and just like.
Yeah, I see you.
Wait, is he sucking on a mint? Is he?
As he walks away, like he'll be unraveling a mint and putting it in his mouth. And, like,
disrespect! Oh my god!
Yeah. Oh, if I could pull out a figurine and just snap it. Right now,
that would hurt Jason. Don't hurt your castle keeper.
Bianca, you can have my mint, okay? Old Tom is going to be, he's going to be broke for the rest of his life with the lifestyle that he's chosen, so.
Okay, he's okay. Maybe Tom's got good reasons for what he does, and you know.
Tom should really budget better.
Okay, look, I think, inflation and, you know, maybe Tom's chosen career didn't turn out like he thought it was gonna. Okay, let's
pull back on Tom a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe witches are to blame. We don't know.
Yeah. Witches might be their blame.
Guys, so. I think that's probably a good time for us to stop.
No, I want to keep playing.
Absolutely, we haven't made it to the tower yet.
This little like path to go down to the tower, and like there's a thing. Yeah. Like there's
that might have a dog or a demon or a witch. I'm still not positive what is on this.
There might be
path.
Multiple women. I don't know.
Okay. Are we going to sit down again? Because this seems like it's like two episodes. Okay.
Then oh, God, I will. Yes.
Hell yeah.
We can jump right into working towards the tower and then doing what we need to do next time. Like, I feel like we've got a couple of letters
and stuff. Yeah.
We good.
But I can get two sessions out of what we recorded easy.
Perfect. Okay. All cool. Right. That's cool. That's what I was checking for mostly.
Longer. We can get another session then.
Next time we sit down, can you give me old Tom's drawing, please? That is something I would like to request.
I'll do it in MS Paint.
Perfect. Nice. Thank you. Make sure, like, remember, bow, skirt, eyelashes, something to establish what is and is not a woman.
It's going to be just boobies. That's what it's going to be.
It could be boobies. You know, I didn't even think about boobies.
I don't trust boobies.
Okay.
Too many
too
of them.
Malleable.
They can be anything.
Okay. I can't remember the name of the
character.
When he was talking about milked like a cow or whatever, all I could think was, I have nipples, Jake. I don't think his name's Jake. Can you milk me? Like, and I don't remember the character's name. I said Jake, but I don't think it's Jake. I don't remember. I just know I've got nipples. Can you milk me?